I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
That's probably the allure of heroin. You go into a state where your head just blasts ABBA inside, and you're like, I am the dancing queen.
Yes, dude.
Yes, dude.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Dude, I got into a... I fucking put my foot in my mouth the other day with my babe.
What'd you do?
Oh, dude. Look. She's like all, you know, girls, they always think they're like gaining weight and they're like, yeah, I'm saying, yeah. So she's fucking, you know, she's doing all that shit. And like, yo, this is while I'm stoned. I'm so fucking high in this house before she leaves. So I'm sitting there and she's like saying all this stuff like, whatever. She's like, girls are going to gain weight. And I'm like, you look fine, blah, blah, blah. And then like, a thought occurs to me. I go,
oh, no, dude.
And I just start laughing.
Oh, my God.
But she's like, what's so funny? I said, no, I'm not saying it. Just leave it be. Fine. So she's sitting there, and I'm like, God, he's fucking started laughing. And it's the dumbest fucking thing when I'm laughing. And then she's like, just fucking say it, okay? And I'm like, it's not even the thing I said. It's just now I'm thinking of, like, the implications, how I can't even really say this. She's like, just fucking say it. I was like, dude, I was like, well.
You got meta? You were meta?
I did, dude. I got real meta. Because I was like, it's not even the fact that I'm saying it. It's just how people would actually take it, me being a white. She's like, just fucking say it. And I was like, in my head, when you were saying, like, I was trying to tell you, like, how much I appreciate you, I was like, you used to be my Hershey bar, now you're my Three Musketeer.
Oh my
God. She goes, what? I'm like, no, you're getting too hung up on the dimensions of the candy. I'm saying, like, you're sweet, and, like, dude. And I'm like, and what's really funny is that, like, as a white guy, I can't really refer to you as, like, a sweet dessert without, like, coming under fire. She was just like, I can't believe you fucking said that. I'm like, hey, so.
Yeah, dude, you called your black girlfriend the Three Musketeer.
No, I was saying, like, it used to be, like, a, you know, she was, like, super
skinny. She had abs. She looked like a Hershey bar.
I was
bar.
Like, you were a fucking Hershey bar.
Now you're fucking plump, fucking Three Musk, dude.
Three Musk is in plump. I'm like, you're just
fucking moon pie.
You're fucking
dude.
Slim thick, dude. You're THICC, dude. It's like, I celebrate. Dude, when I took her home to her family, I got nothing but high fives.
Yeah, you got
it. If you have a black girlfriend and you like, get a fucking ass
her
on her.
Plump, dude.
Dude, all her uncles are just like, bam, dude, fucking
you must
nice.
Have a, you must be doing well, dude.
Literally, dude. It's like bringing home a goat in a funeral. But dude, for real, like I was getting nothing but love. Dude, all of her aunts are like, you look so good, blah, blah, blah. I tell her all the time. I'm like, I am like, I'm Da Vinci, dude. I sculpted your fucking ass. I brought that into life. I like removed my rib, dude, and put it to your ass and fucking sculpted it. Everyone's stoked on it but you. It's like, fucking relax.
Yeah.
But dude.
How did that go? How did the Musketeer comment?
Oh,
I mean,
dude,
that had to be.
Dude, I had to go into Shakespeare mode immediately and start. Dude, I went in. I was just like, no,
I love you
dude,
so
I
much.
I love you so much, dude. I was just like, dude, I thought you would like this because I just came up with therapy about like how I have to just be a whole complete person. I can't hide parts of myself. So I'm like, here's this fucking hilarious thing I thought of, and she was like, you got me fucking fat, man. I'm like, fuck, God damn it, the mystery deepens. Dude, I was laughing. It really made me laugh. It's just the fact that, like, if I were to... I was thinking if I wrote that on her Instagram, how would just be like, what the fuck? you can't talk about your black girlfriend being a sweet dessert, white boy. It's like, dude, why can't I compare her to a sweet dessert?
Who was the comic you thought was a white guy? That was on Facebook. Who was that?
Buddy Harris.
Oh, Buddy Harris.
Buddy Love.
Saw Buddy Love. There's a black comic in a black conversation saying some crazy shit, and Matt thought it was a white. I don't know.
Oh, it was Buddy Love, and it was like, my brother, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, why how's Buddy Harris get away with talking to black people like this? He's like, look, brother, we've been struggling for a long time. And I'm like, how the fuck is Buddy Harris getting away with this shit? Dude, I sat up for like an hour.
Oh, my God.
I sent screenshots to Jessa Reed and was like, yo, your fucking boy's out of his mind. She was like, that's fucking Buddy Love, you idiot. And I was like, oh, fuck. Where I live now is like a heavily gentrified area, but before it was just like it was all black, and then there's a bar,
a bunch of Musketeers, dude.
It'd be so
all
mad
Musketeers.
If this somehow gets back there, I'd be so fucking mad. There's
I'm gonna break over a Three Musketeer. I'm gonna just take it out and eat it.
Should be so
there.
Fucking mad. I mean, dude, that's a compliment.
I look like a guy who would bring a candy bar into a house.
True,
just
I could
sit there and start eating it.
If I had to defend that in theory, I could be like,
that's Shane, dude.
Shane definitely eats candy bars. Dude, instantly, that's another way I got the babe back on board. I'm like, you want to go horseback riding? I got to take the babe horseback riding.
You guys
go Three Musketeer. Yeah.
That's going to be great.
I know.
You
I'm excited.
Three Musketeer. Now,
now I got to ride a fucking horse, dude. But yeah, we actually, I told her, I'm like, you know, it's a big deal. I got bucked off a horse when I was a little kid. I'm scared of horses, bro.
Wow.
I'm super scared of horses. I was like, dude, I used to watch people ride horses. I'm like, horses, I'm cool.
That's a good move. I'm on mean probation myself.
I'm not going to ride. I'm going to use a saddle, though.
You're going raw.
I'm going raw.
Native.
I'm going to use a cup and go raw. I'm going to wear football pads, dude, and fucking ride the horse.
Oh, fuck.
You said your babe's mad?
Yeah, I was mean to her. And just, I'm on strict probation.
Take her on horseback,
dude. I'm not allowed to be mean.
Dude, let's blindfold our babe, surprise him on horseback. We should fucking know. We should surprise him, blindfold him, put him on horseback, and just smack the horse's ass, dude.
Let him ride.
Like,
dude, that's a Hershey kiss and a Hershey hug hanging out.
Dude,
that's my little Hershey hug, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, you got to start comparing we got to break down the walls to be able to compare your girlfriend to a sweet dessert, dude. Yeah.
It's unfair.
Exactly.
They're taking everything from white men.
The ability to compare your...
You can't compare your
white dudes weren't... White dudes are more like nature comparers. They'd be like, my little lilac.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black dudes came and like, my little honey pot.
Yeah.
My little sweet little.
Alex Jones.
Dude, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, we got to get onto the Jones.
Alex Jones has been in my fucking head. I know.
That's what people don't get about how sick this cast is.
Exactly.
We're woke, dude. We're on the front lines.
Exactly, dude.
Taking on the fucking corporate entities that spew social justice.
It's unbelievable, dude. I mean, I'm losing weight right now, so no one ever doesn't come up to me and they're like, you can't fucking win 1776.
Yeah, you gotta lose weight so you can start the revolution.
Dude, I was fucking fighting with Brittany all weekend. We were just fucking, just
going at it.
Fighting, dude, all weekend. It never fucking stops. We're cool again for a day, but like we've been fighting like cats and fucking dogs, and there was like,
bro.
There at one point she was like, I think we should just not live together. You should get your apartment. I'm like, I'll get a fucking apartment right now, dude.
Damn.
I will gladly burn this down. She's like, no, we can like, we'll still be together. What is that? I'm like, I'll get a fucking apartment right now. You try me, dude. So then like at one point we haven't made up yet. I'm in my boxers and she's like doing her hair and the thing, and I sit down and I'm just like. My little fucking baby belly just hunches over, and I'm in my boxers just staring at her like this, and she just looks at me, and we just hated each other. I fucking look like a fat fucking slug, and I was like, I fucking hate you. So there was just this period where it was just kind of like, in that moment, I'm like, it can only get worse from here.
Yeah.
I just sat there and was like, bah. I had like a bad sinus infection, so I still have it. I have a bad cold, and I like ate like shit that day, so my stomach's just hanging over my boxers, and I'm just like sitting there like, I fucking hate you so fucking much.
Bitch.
I'm so fucking fat and gay right now, and I fucking hate you so much.
I called you. I go, yeah, me and fucking Clark broke up again and got back. Dude, we fight like, because I'm mean. So I'm mean, and I say mean things. All joking, but, you know, girls don't fucking like that.
They don't get teased like that.
They don't like getting teased. And, you know, there's definitely some points where she's like, I'm your girlfriend. Don't talk to me like that.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, true. My bad.
Fair enough.
This is something I need to work on. Yeah. I'm an asshole. It's a problem.
Here's what bothers me, dude. It's like the shit I fucking deal with and put up with, who knows? And then it's like, it's insane. And then it's like,
tell you what, when she needed that superpower that I have, when that black dude was trying to assault us.
Yeah, dude.
Now it's okay to be a dickhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's like, oh wow, let's use that evil for good right now.
Exactly. Imagine if you the whole time were like, oh, okay. It's not all fucking puppies and rainbows, dude.
Nah.
Dude, my whole thing is when girls come up with arbitrary rules that like they try to fucking proclaim as letter of the law. Like, dude, I do the dishes most times. Now I'm just fucking complaining.
Yeah, now I'm like, would you delete this part?
No, this is a real big thing. So it's like, a lot of times I clean the kitchen. It's not a big deal. I don't mind it. But then the other day, I made this fucking coconut jerky that I'm giving you.
That you've gifted me.
Some cracked coconut shells. There's already dishes in the sink. Don't put dishes in the sink. I don't give a fuck. I can thrive in any sort of environment. Don't care. If you want to clean, I'll make sure I clean myself up. If you're not cleaning, I'm not going to clean either because I'm totally fine with dishes in the sink too.
Yeah.
So I crack – there's dishes in the sink, so I'm like, I don't feel like doing the dishes. I want to make this coconut jerky. Crack the coconut shells up. I put it down there. Dude, she comes home and is just like, there's coconut shells in the sink. Man, food doesn't belong in the sink. Man, the garbage disposal's broken.
She went full Cartman?
Full fucking Cartman on me, dude. The garbage disposal – I'm like, I guarantee it's not broken. Watch out. It's just something in there. I'll pull it out. No, get off it. I got it. She fucking goes, no, I got it. I get so – literally, my body's charged. I'm like, just ignore it, dude. It's not a big deal. I'm like, no, but seriously, I'll pull. Like, no, I can't get away, and like will like physically like shoo me off. Dude, she has a little thing of like footies, so like these like soft little socks. I was looking for I had to break something, dude. I'm like, fucking now, I'm like, fuck this. I picked up her footy thing, her footy like wicker basket, and just fucking slammed it on the ground.
Damn.
I get so mad, dude.
I get it.
I have to get it out. So, like, dude, I started coming down the stairs like real fast. I got those Flintstone feet that like she should have known, like, I'm fucking mad and I want to hit something and I want to fucking just double fist ram her, dude. But I'm like,
oh my God, man.
This is what I want
to
do.
Matthew, dude, are you trying to 1776 her?
I want 1776
her. You're trying to fucking revolt.
My thing is, I'm like, I'm so mad. She's being such a motherfucker. About nothing, too. Yeah, about fucking nothing. I'm like, dude, just because you don't like orange peels in the sink doesn't mean I don't have to put orange peels in the sink.
Yeah.
You don't fucking like that? Tough shit. That's what I was trying to explain. These arbitrary rules where I'm like, this is your own weird neurotic thing. That doesn't mean that I have to adopt it and abide by it.
Dude, all you have to do is yell Alex Jones quotes and you're allowed to hit people.
I know.
Fucking hit her and be like, this is for 1776. Live free or die. Boom.
I couldn't use that specific time frame against her.
You could have.
Oh, I could this is for 1776.
Sorry about what we did back then.
19. So
things weren't really great for your people either. But that's all, fuck you.
This is about orange peels right now, you bitch. So, like, in my head, I'm like, I'm just, because, dude, when I'm like, it's she was trying to say, like, the fucking garbage disposal was broken. It's not broken. All you have to do is pull shit out. So, they do it again. I'm in argument mode. I'm trying to win the argument. She's like, there's coconut shells in there, and they could have broke the whole thing. I've established that it's not broken. She just said it was. Mm. So, she was like, well, I leave dishes in. I'm like, yeah, but when a fucking fork can fall down the garbage disposal, you won't know it's down there, and they'll turn it on. She's like, no, I've checked it, and the forks stick out a little bit when they're down there. I'm like, you fucking greasy little bitch, man.
Whoa.
Answer for everything.
Whoa.
And then I was like, nah, but I'm like, there's certain spoons we have that are pretty short. If you angled them right, you wouldn't be able to. We're arguing about nothing, dude. So then I'm like, you know, I just fucking pick up a thing of footies, smash it, take a walk, come back.
Did she witness you smash it?
Oh, she saw me smash it. First of all, I kicked an empty paper bag. I fucking full on, like, from the 50-yard line to empty paper bag. That didn't satisfy me. I saw the first thing she cared about.
That was an empty paper bag?
Empty paper bag.
That probably actually just made you look dumb.
I know, it did. I kicked it and, like, floated for 3 seconds. My leg, dude, came up to my forehead. I kicked that thing so fucking hard. She's just there fiddling with the thing that's not broken. I'm just kicking stuff in my apartment. Then I had poison in me, dude. And then I pick up the fucking footy thing and just go,
I know the footy thing. I know exactly where it is.
Nothing. It's a wicker basket. So, like, footies popped out and scattered. Then I just took a walk and I was like, God, I wish I broke something better. This is bullshit, dude.
Damn.
Yes, bad.
You got some violence in you.
I do.
You better watch out.
I would never hit her, but it's like my thing is
of course.
When I'm like, here, let me get in, and she's like throwing elbows, like, get off, I got it, like pushing her little fucking weight into me, and I'm just like, just like someone pushing into you and pushing you away, it's like you're entering physical contest, and you have
Clarp
to be like,
hit me. Clarp will fucking
I get hit
throw
all the
punches,
fucking time,
dude.
Bro.
Clarp throws punches.
I get purse swung all the time, punches. Yeah, it's bullshit.
We should start hitting our fucking girlfriends.
This is what I tell her. I'm like, look, you gotta stop fucking hitting me. I'm never going to hit you, but you gotta stop hitting me because it's like you're just fucking priming the tank. You gotta stop hitting me.
One of these times you could
me.
Have a couple sighties.
Exactly.
You hit me, dude.
Or like she's hit me on accident in the nuts. Never like she's never angrily went at my nuts. I might fight her for that, honestly.
That could be a slap.
That could be at least a fucking like karate chop. You definitely. I mean, I've said already thought about this. You can definitely use karate taekwondo on your chick. It's not fucking domestic violence.
Certain moves.
That's the whole point of learning taekwondo because it's not domestic violence, dude.
Yeah,
like a karate chop, or like if you like go for a pressure point, grab her arm and push it on her elbow.
Yeah,
but no. So yeah, I've been fighting all weekend. We're cool now, dude. So I don't know how. Apparently, it's always true when she declares a truce. I'll be like, all right, we're cool now, and finally she's like, all right, fine. I'm like. No, yeah. I'm still fucking pissed. But, yeah, you know, it's what it is.
Every time me and Claire fight, I tend to call you and just bash her as hard as I can.
That's all you can do.
And then, you know.
Well, I've learned about the bashing because I used to, we would break up and I'd go to my family like, fuck,
yeah. Yeah, and then you look like a fucking idiot.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Can you not, like, say this stuff like that?
Yeah. I've had friends break up with their girlfriends and me be like, yeah, she was a bitch, dude. And then they're back together and it's like, nah, she's great. Like, yeah, so I do the same thing where I'm like, you know what? fuck her. I didn't fucking need this shit, dude. Yeah, and then, like, an hour later, I'm calling her, like, I actually need this shit.
Yeah, I was talking some shit. I was like, I will get an apartment right fucking now. Test me. Yes. I was in my swivel chair on the third floor. I was, like, on typing on my computer, and she brought this shit to my attention. I was like, you're bringing up that I should get an apartment. I was like, pull up fucking Trulia right now. I'll get one in my fucking range right now. Like, fuck that, dude.
Oh, fuck.
But no, so we were good.
But
we're good. We got two dogs. Yeah. We can't break up. We got two dogs.
You can't leave the dogs, dude.
I can't break them up, dude.
I understand.
So either way, I'm not gonna bog the listeners.
You gotta do it for the dogs.
That's what I mean. I got 10 years.
Stay together for the dogs.
Yeah, I mean, with me as a dog owner, they'll probably live till 15.
True. Even though you do put them in precarious situations.
That's just living a full dog life, dude.
I know, what kind of precarious situation? A quick dog life.
But what kind of situation?
You're out running through the woods at night, risking bringing them to dog parks to fight dogs.
That's a wrestle, bro.
Just a wrestle, but still.
A wrestle.
These dogs are going to live short lives. Dude, I don't want to curse your dogs.
No, no, no.
I don't mean to put a hex on your dogs.
No, no, no.
But they're definitely going to die soon.
Jackson's probably. If he gets a decade, I'll be surprised.
Are you guys getting offered commercial stuff?
Mm-mm.
Not yet.
You guys, what happened to the dick hood thing?
Manhood Canada?
Matt. Fizzled out.
Really? What was the Matt female verdict? The what was really? The final verdict on that?
It makes your dick sensitive as hell, dude. The thing's nice.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. And it's just nice to be it just feels good to be wearing something like just directly just on top of your penis at all times.
Dude, I was trying to explain this to Shane today. That
you feel
like,
complete.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, girls like it when you're just super hard and you come fast.
Oh, sure, yeah. This is what sure. I'm sitting yes. there waking no, 100%. Up to. I'm waking up to O'Connor laying on the foot of his bed. I got contacted hard. I'm waking up hungover. He's like, I made you waffles. I pissed the bed. I'll tell you what girls love. Just a rock hard guy that's so excited to come. And he's
yeah,
full of cum.
They do like when you come. Fast,
dude. I mean, not every time, obviously, but
you like, gotta give them one every
yeah,
now and
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta hold it in for like 4 days.
Yeah,
and
they
just
laugh,
get in there.
They're
and
happy
just,
about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo. Yeah, you got it. They what they don't like, so you don't get hard for them.
No, I know.
They get real sad.
I live in that
kind
world.
Of mean
I
about
know.
That,
that's
dude.
My,
I
that's my
yeah,
world.
Yeah, they're mean about that.
Yeah, or yeah. If you don't come, it's like, what the? Am I fucking ugly or something? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's all.
If I'm drunk at all, the dick is.
It's
the
fucked.
Dick.
Yeah, yeah.
It's zero.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
I let her know. I
but
give
it's
her a
also
heads
too
up.
If they don't when like if, I don't know. Girls have to realize like the older they get, the longer it takes a dude to come.
Like, true.
Once yeah. you get 28, it's like you're tapped in for like 15
yeah,
minutes. Now.
This is gonna be a struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but I'm gonna like, have to think of stuff.
I'm gonna have to think of you 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. But you both gotta.
I'm gonna summon six. I'm gonna have two different rounds with six different people while you sit there.
That's why you gotta bring like a fresh energy to it. You know sure. what I mean? You gotta go in there with
Chris
the
is all about
like,
weird
gonna,
sexuality.
That's why. Yeah, that's why you gotta.
He loves experimenting.
About. Like what? What do you got to bring into it?
You got his butthole
I'm
blasted
saying,
out.
Oh, you got my butthole?
You
got to
bring
oh,
the
yeah.
element of mystery.
I got a finger
I don't
in the butt.
Yeah,
once.
We don't. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Ain't no big thing.
You get fingers in the butt?
I had my ex-wife try to do it, and it was too much of a sensation.
Well, you can't ask. Oh, for you.
She just
did
started
she
doing
want to
it.
Do it? Oh, okay.
She want fingers
girls
in her butt?
Girls love fingers in butts.
No, she wanted to do it to
every
you.
Girl wants a finger in her butt.
Every girl wants
oh, yeah,
to
she
finger.
Did.
Every girl wants you to get something in your ass.
For sure.
They want that.
Really?
They
yes.
Do
they
want
do,
that.
For sure.
I haven't experienced that very much.
She'll fucking run it by her.
Yeah, they'll do it.
She'll
dude.
Run it by you.
She, like, we've talked about it. She's
yeah,
like,
I bet.
She's not crazy
she says
about
she's
it.
Not into it.
Well, you
got
she's tried to once.
You got to show her what she's missing. You got
to
show
was,
her
it was
asshole.
Like a playful thing where she was just like, she's pushing boundaries, you know?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've caught like a, basically the, past like the first nub of an index finger and I was like, babe. Too, it's I don't I can't like
what
yeah it was too much of a sensation and I was on like the gates of if I liked it or not and it's like I don't need to know you know it's like I don't
you
need this
know.
In my life
you should find
yeah,
out
well,
man.
Yeah what's wrong
I also don't want to fuck up my butthole dude
you're in a butt plug
no it's just one not, just not one though. Finger just one finger
I don't want to fuck my asshole up though
I'm surprised that this is something that you pull I feel like you're like I'm an not, intellectual spelunker dude I'm surprised
sure.
that you're not going
I was at
fingers
I was at
butt.
The gates of this thing and it was just kind of like it was too much
it was
too intense
it's too deep and dark a cavern
it could be the thing I love the most I was yeah. like, right either way, I just felt it, went, I'm not fucking with this. And I was like, fuck it.
Yeah,
stop.
Like, yeah.
Stop.
It's heroin.
What other stuff have you pulled back from?
I don't I mean, if my girlfriend was like, I absolutely am burning with passion to put my finger in your ass, I'd be like, yeah, go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just not initiating. It's a tough thing to initiate on a girl.
I would never have
at least $1 million in your bank account and be like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Finger my ass.
Right, right, right. It's kind of like it runs the other way too. It's like they want to do some crazy shit, but they don't want to suggest it. Takes all the magic out of it.
True.
You know what I mean?
I've noticed a lot of women want to be seen. They want to be like spied upon or like have like public sex.
Yeah, really?
Like a risky spot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody likes that.
Yeah.
Out there.
Gals like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they like
We've talked about it before too with them in their parents' beds in high
You
school.
Guys fuck in public? Have you guys fucked in public?
I fucked in public.
Really?
Yeah,
where at?
Sofitel bathroom. They have the full stalls that go full down.
But that's not really public. That's like a little private.
I fucked in the ocean.
I've done dressing room.
In the ocean. People on the shore. Just out at sea.
That's pretty
good. How's that salt though?
Not good. Fucking in water sucks.
I fucked on a beach once.
I fucked on the beach at night, but this was broad daylight out in the water.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
I did that one time. Holy fuck.
I get hard as fuck in the ocean.
I jerked off in the ocean once.
I know you did, dude.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, crazy, weird. Yeah, I was like...
just stop for a minute and imagine a dude out in the ocean clearly masturbating.
It's like no, I was trying to...
It's like the parents in a shark movie where they're like, get to the shore! Like their kids are out there playing. They're like, run!
No, there was a gentle... There was good action in the ocean to hide it.
Were you like... Do you have to switch arms? Like, which arm is coming up and down?
No. I was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
At like a buddy's like pig roast or something like that. It was like some type of party, and it was like I just like went out deep. I was like up to my neck. I was just hanging out there, chilling. Yeah, yeah. And just underwater, just.
Did you finish?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I swear.
your head just bobbed on the surface as you're like...
Yeah, yeah.
You're making that face.
Yeah, and it was one of those things. It was like, I'll just bust this out real quick. But it was like, I was hammered. So it wound up taking like, it was taking like a little too long. I was like, this is taking too long. It's starting to get weird. But I was like, they're probably
Did
fine.
It sting?
I was also...
When you came into the ocean?
No. And
you fed Poseidon, dude. Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt, some funny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted for smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic, and Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be.
but fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic, the mayhem, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.